Finance Committee Special Meeting Order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that John Baker, our Councilor Brown Baker, and myself are present. We're waiting on Kate Southard. She should be here momentarily. And we'll go ahead and get started. I just want to say welcome, Montville Board of Ed and Superintendent Diane Von Beck and Deb Martin, Finance Person. And anyone else I missed, I'm sorry, but welcome. And also let the record show that Julie Chapman and Mayor Lynn Bonnell are present. So I'd like to start off, we're going to get into the mayor's proposed budget with the Board of Ed. We just have a few questions, really. It's great that the board is here. And so, Julie, if you want to start off with a few things, if you had some questions or...
Sure, so as it was communicated, $300,000. We initially started with that. So I think my, what are your thoughts on that, or what are things that you're looking at to meet that amount?
Yeah, so I think at that point, would we want to wait till everybody's present, or do you want to get the meeting started already?
Well, getting started, I think you know my Councilor Southard.
Right.
Yeah, she could probably catch up. I mean, you're talking about the mayor's proposed $300,000 reduction.
Yep.
And I think that the basis of that, are we going to discuss that or what that's about?
To me?
Is that what we're going into?
That was just where I was starting at. That was
go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, this is a board discussion. It's not the superintendent's discussion. So I have not met with my Board of Education yet on what potential cuts would be, but there will be cuts, and I just want to make sure that we know that there will be cuts. I could list a whole bunch, because I had them ready, a whole bunch of areas, but it's no guarantee because it's a board decision. But certainly looking at before cuts, fine tuning, you know, as you know, when we went into budget, you know, some pricings were tentative pricings, which is typical. However, we eliminated the Student Support Center at the middle school. We would probably need to eliminate it at the high school. We won't replace teachers who resign if we don't have to. We have an SRO leaving that needs to be replaced with an employee of ours, which we may not replace. Those are the things that I would be speaking to my board about. Teachers in charge, you know, there's just a lot. It's hard. Any insight you give us when we leave will be powerful, because we'd be able to meet and make decisions knowing the full amount.
Yeah, right now this is really just a fact-finding kind of thing. We're not, I don't think we're really prepared to go into that level of anything, but...
I understand. I just want to be clear. Last year when I mentioned possibly cutting teachers later, there was some confusion on that, and I do want to say we may have to cut teachers. I don't want to, because remember, 300 is on top of $497,211 that we got as ECS money that got our teachers back. But it never went into the budget like we discussed. So I'm already down $497,000, and I want to make sure the board understands that. So the 300 is now 797.
Yeah, the state legislature is meeting today. I got an indication today that they're actually, hopefully they're discussing that today. And hopefully,
perfect.
I was hoping that one of you people would know.
I was at the state for a different meeting all day today. Or
I was,
day.
I was at
yeah.
the Capitol on
so.
Monday when we were discussing the ECS funding. This is outside of the ECS funding for currently,
right.
However, it's being considered to do the same that they've done the past year.
Okay. So
but nothing's concrete yet.
Yeah. All right. But
at least that's what the Finance Committee wants at the state level.
I also heard that they're actually gonna adjust the ECS, the actual rudimentary, how they compute it for the towns.
Right, we've requested, right, because 11,000 per student was set back in 2013.
Right.
And hasn't changed in 13 years, so we're requesting that if they did just an inflational update of that number, that would put us at 16,500 per student, which would substantially benefit Montville as well as any other school district.
Right, so we're hoping.
So that's where we are.
Right, so, and probably everyone on the Board of Education knows, the same factors that are driving increases in your budget are increasing the town. Most importantly are, you know, we all had CBAs, and they're all fully integrated into our budget, and it's clearly in there. Overtime for the town due to snowstorms, fuel, electricity, exponential. And so those are things that hit us, everyone hard. And so I think the mayor can speak to that more, but those are things that we're really looking at that we have to resolve. So. So where was I going with this? So one of the things, Julie, do you have anything else you wanted to discuss or?
I do have one more thing I'd like to share, just so, and I agree, and those are universal, Montville, Waterford, Eastline, those are things that every district's working with. I did wanna share, I went to look at the average in this area, because I think there are some common things. And Stonington's Board of Ed budget is 5.68, North Stonington 5.09, Griswold 4.97, Waterford 5.3, Colchester 9.76, and Killenly 7.61. Mine was at 3.79, so I just want that to be recognized. With some of the cuts will be leadership positions, and I worry, why would a teacher come here when there's no opportunity for leadership positions, meaning teachers in charge, department leaders. We already, for the past couple of years, have created cut all innovation opportunities. As superintendent of 2 years, I said out loud, I am asking for no new programming because the money isn't there. So I'm just really fighting on behalf of the students that, you know, we do what we can so that we can be creative for our students, like other districts somehow are able to do that.
Yeah, we're all on the same pressure with unfunded mandates. I mean, last year we had town cumulative close to almost 800,000 just from the town side.
Yeah.
And you take something like the ECS, that's an unfunded mandate if they're not gonna support, you know, the special education, you know, needs. So,
yeah.
And also the Mohegan Pequot, we're not getting a fair share of the Mohegan Pequot. So I think, Julie?
So we had a lease purchase of 2 school buses in the proposed budget. Has anything else been discussed or decided on the bus situation in terms, I know there was some discussion about possibly fixing one and leasing just one.
So if I remember correctly, the conversation was we have those buses on reserve and using them for the rest of the school year. Was the discussion that we were going to fix the one to replace the leased, or we were looking for?
Yeah,
okay,
that was,
I honestly have to go back and look at it.
Okay, so at our board meeting, not most recent, but the one before, there was discussion about repairing the bus or not. Board at that point, when they were discussing the budget, had put forward the 2 buses in and decided not to. And the mayor commented at the meeting at that point, public comment at the end, and just asked that instead of fixing that bus, perhaps because the cost of the repair was $48,500, that if we looked at a third bus for that cost, because we didn't do that. We did not push forward 3 buses. However, pushed forward the 2 buses that we asked for in capital, and then researched and went back to my director to get the information, and it did come in on what the lease would cost and what that would look like. So she did, because of the discussion about 3, she received that information for a third. So with a down payment for 3, of $144,551 the first year.
Okay, just send it to me, they don't do it.
I will, yes, and I apologize that this wasn't shared previous, but just receiving the information, I hadn't even gotten a chance to send it to you at that point. So the lease cost for three buses for the 5 years would be $95,097.
For how many years?
Each year for 5 years.
Do we have, an accurate quote on what that bus is gonna cost? Do we know what the number?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Do we know what the number for that bus is, how much that bus is going to cost for each unit? Actual cost, I know there was numbers of $130 per thrown around, but I don't think that's even close, my estimation, so.
Well, for the four buses, I mean, excuse me, for the three buses, total of, with the interest and everything, would be $475,487, $485, excuse me. And that would be a 4.62%.
Well, no, I'm wondering, did we actually have a quote from the manufacturer?
No, she just got it.
Okay.
And we didn't ask for a quote, yes.
What would be the price if we had to go, oh, just purchase one bus?
Outright? I can calculate it for you.
We could also get that to one.
And I can send you that information, but to calculate it, the untaxed amount is $433,653. So that divided by the three untaxed amount.
Run at $180,000?
Say no, $100.
$60,000?
$60,000.
So as we recall from our meeting we had here, that you had to have a bus for next school year.
They need two buses.
Well, I meant just there was one bus you have to have for next year in place, ready to go with to route, because that, I'm not trying to say putting you down to one bus. What I'm saying is you needed to have a bus ready to roll for the next school year, and then Julie was talking about doing the lease purchase now, but she's going to roll all the lease purchases for mini equipment, so we could
possibly that's different through the vendor,
right?
Are those available right away if we decide to, or is it a wait?
Well, there's a nine month build
still
period.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
the lead time on a bus.
So that's not going to meet you having a new bus.
No. We have some in the yard that we can do minor repairs to keep the fleet going, but they have a high mileage as well as.
Well, I'm not suggesting you.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But we could.
I'm just making sure you have a bus suitable for the start of the year. That's what my concern was.
For sure.
I'm not trying to pin you down to. No, you're going to use it. Crappy old bus for
no, I know,
you know
that, yeah.
And the bus that needs the repair is one of our younger buses. Really,
so
repair that.
You're proposing three buses, but what about the bus that needs $45,000 in repair? Because that if the bus is $160,000 and that bus is relatively still got use in it,
it's 4 years old,
yeah. So it's obviously a bigger discussion, and we met with the board on it, and it was kind of like split, like how they felt about it. Some felt, you know, we might need to move on because it's very close to the mileage of when a bus ages out. At the same time, in years, it's young, right? The amount of damage actually went up. Didn't it go more than what
the
was
original
quoted?
Repair was under 17,000. However, when they went in to, make the repair, they found that there was another piece that needed to be, because due to the injector failing, it caused an issue with another component melting. So if
further
you need that, we could
needed.
Certainly provide that information. I'm not
I just want to make sure that everyone's kind of clear on that, because I was understanding that possible to repair it, and for $50,000 or so.
True.
It's not $160,000.
Correct.
So, and if it's 4 years old, but you said it's got a lot of miles on it. So.
It had a lot of mileage on it.
There's still life in it, although the mileage, most of our buses are beyond what the life expectancy would be based on mileage, but we can repair them and make the necessary changes. It's just this was much more damage than what can be done in our garage at this point.
What type of fuel does that bus burn?
That one I'd have to check, but it makes me think that that one is gasoline because it has the fuel injectors.
Well, it may be diesel as well.
It could be, but I have to check.
And you said something burned up, so it's either a catalytic converter or.
It is part of the component, which includes the catalytic converter.
Yeah, the diesel particulate filter, one of the two, if it's a diesel. So that's, I'd be interested to know what that is. And.
Interested to know what is.
What that component is, or what the fuel is that bus burns.
Sure.
Because looking at it, and Tim and I had a conversation about it, one of the meetings one night. And the way I read this legislation is they want us all electric buses by 2030, because we are a, in our town, we have to follow that. But now they're talking about pushing it to 2035. But it also very clearly says zero emissions engines. So when you buy these new, if you buy a diesel bus, it is a zero emissions engine because of the systems into that bus. So I think somebody needs to clarify with the state exactly what they're trying to do, because if they say we need zero emission engines in these buses, why are we gonna buy an electric bus for $300,000? We can buy a diesel for far less than that. So again, they're throwing an unfunded state mandate on us that's coming from California and headed to our governor, and it's because of their political party. And I'm not trying to politicize this, but it's the truth. Well, it's what it is. And but I'm just concerned that I would really like to know what their motive is here before we throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because I know we can buy a diesel bus that's fully emissions free and compliant with the EPA emission standard.
Well, I think what their task is right now, and they're just saying that, hey, they got a bus that's down, they need two buses, and they're asking for three.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way I look at it?
We did not put forward three.
Well, what type of fuel are they going to burn too? That's another question I have.
But you did give us numbers for three. So
we
did, based on public
comment.
So what is, so what are we, what are you guys going for? Two buses? Lease
two
purchase?
Buses.
Now, what are you going for on your capital? Are you going for two more buses?
On the capital, I believe we put forward two leased buses per request, and as a board, we did discuss it, and we thought it was a good idea. We originally had purchasing them, if I remember correctly. So
right. That
was asked of us, and we did it, and that's where we're standing.
So what's on the officially, we're going to lease purchase two buses and not three.
Can we also get an option to make sure that we know what type of fuel these buses are going to burn?
Oh, for sure.
These new buses, I mean, I'd like to know if they're gas, what is the cost if we bought a diesel? Because we have fuel pumps in town that supply diesel, and it'll be fully EPA compliant. So I'd just like to know what the difference in the cost is, so we can at least have that for consideration.
Julie, do you have any more?
No, I don't have any other questions.
Mayor, I'd like you to weigh in if you had any questions.
I don't have any questions. It was not a very likable thing to do, to ask for a $300,000 cut, because I know that this board and Diane have worked very hard to bring out what they did bring out. We cut general government everywhere we could. We didn't add any program, we didn't add any people. We're bare bones too, and I know the $300,000 is going to present a whole new problem, but we have to put our best.
I was under the guise that the $300,000 came from the insurance at 4%, and it should be at 3. Is that mistaken, Julie?
I don't know the amount that generated. Did you know that amount, Julie?
Well, as Superintendent Novak indicated, we've had some quotes that came in larger, some expenditures that since have gone up that may require additional funding from. So we still are looking at our budget, and based on what we received from you, looking at those items at that time, because some of the savings that may be experienced by that 1% do need to be absorbed in other areas, so we'd have to look at it as a whole once we know the direction. Is that correct?
Well, Well, yeah, we have to stand on some solid numbers on this. I challenge every department that whenever we come into the budget, these numbers are solid, and I understand.
The total dollar amount is solid at this point.
All right, so 4% is, like I said, I thought it was 3% was the amount for the insurance.
3% is the increase for insurance, yes, but when we were having the insurance meetings, it was a little bit later, and the board needed to get their budget in. So we were at 4% at one time, but then as we got later into the meetings with more solid data from the year, we adjusted it to a 3% increase instead of 4.
After our budgets were.
So there should, so if that bigger line item, it's slightly overfunded. And is that amount around 300,000?
I don't know. Some of this I'm hearing for the first time, so I don't know about that.
I know I hear this thing before you.
Well, but I guess my question would be, do we have the same insurance? Is that what I'm hearing?
Nope.
The town has the same insurance?
Same insurance, okay.
Oh, we do?
We have different insurances.
Okay, that's what I heard.
Right, the actual insurance is different. We have the same broker, but the benefits are different on our side versus the town.
Okay.
So does that mean the percent increase from a meeting would be universal?
It is universal.
It would be universal.
Percentage wise.
So the way I was told, that's where the 300,000, we felt that amount, since it was 3% to 4%, or four, you know, whatever you want to look at it, that hopefully that would fit into your numbers without any huge impact. That's what I was told, so that's, I just want to make
But
sure.
not from anybody on the board,
no,
I just want to be clear.
Nope.
Okay, because
I don't talk
I don't,
to you guys too much.
No, not at all. I just, because when you're told something, I just, is it a valid and reliable source, or I don't know. So I didn't hear that, but I do know that as we tidy up things such as fuel, which we think is going to increase dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our liability insurance and things like that.
Yeah,
overfunded
thanks
here
to our
is going
federal
to be
government
taking care of there.
Oh, there you go. Giving it back.
Just call it as it is.
So, well, we did get your quarterly, so I think we're actually supposed to get this every quarter, the finance, so we can review it.
Sure.
The state
yeah.
rule. And I just got this last night and started looking at it.
I
so,
did as well.
And I would like to see it's very comprehensive, but is there a way we can see past years, like say 2024, maybe off to the side, just so we can compare? And it looks like there is a little bit. I'm not saying there's money left over, because you still got 4 months or 5 months left to go.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of in there that we may want to look at and see if you have some money left over, you know, because I know there's some of these, there's some serious contract stuff in there that's obviously, you know, spoken for, but there's some in here that I think may not be. Maybe we could meet again and go over those, but I just started looking at this, so I'm not really prepared to chuck in questions at you right now.
Yeah,
so
you know, like at this time of the year, we do start doing the transfers for the over and under, and that's about the extent that I could speak to on that, but.
But if there is money up there, it would really be nice, because we're the whole town, which the Board of Ed is part of,
yeah,
needs it too. So, you know, I would love to be able to transfer money around, and, you know, but I have the same
yeah.
problem. I got Public Works, it's that we had a tough year, and we have
yeah.
Everything that's impacted you has impacted the town. So
I think, and you meet with every department, and I think you must. I know I would respect each leader that's going to say, I care about the school more than I care about anything else, although I respect the need everywhere. I have to fight for my team.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you, on the block is definitely teacher leaders, teachers in charge. And I sit here and say, what's the enticement to come and work in Mottville when I could go right next door and be a part
yeah.
of the Pathways
oh,
program?
By no means, the things I'm looking at that I've just perceived are not anything to do with that aspect. It's, and like I said, I want to get into it more when I get a little more educated on it, and maybe we can talk about it. It's just, you know, there's $6 million left to go in a year, and if there's that much money, maybe some can be left over, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, and so, but a lot of department heads, not you guys, but they like to kind of keep things in-house so that they can use it later, which is what, because they have the same passion for their constituents.
No, I would want them to, because I'm telling you not to listen to them, so they need to tell you not to listen to me, I'm sure.
My drive is that we have to raise taxes to make up the shortfalls and.
I know, but a return on your investment is the children of the district.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, so.
And we're not teaching them and bringing in programming that involves AI or pathways and things like that, that I think the board is expecting me to ensure happens, and short of me and the two people and Deb doing it ourselves, it's really hard to do. We ask teachers to do more and more with less and less, and that's my concern, I just.
Well, we'll go over those, and you know, we can go over those and we can clarify those.
Yeah.
With great emphasis.
But we normally wouldn't speak line for line of our budget with the town.
I'm not, I'm just looking at things that are over right now.
Yeah.
And I do respect that, but at the same time, we have to look at, because if perchance you are keeping money left over, and there's money at the end of the year that, you know, we're having levy taxes on, and because this happened before with the Board of Ed, where we've had as much as 800,000, you know, after we passed the budget, and then there's, you know, they're putting in a 2% fund, which is fine, but we just taxed $800,000 or whatever under the backs of Montville. So that's something we have to really consider, because the 2% fund is very useful, but in these lean times, we have to look at everything and see where we are. And so that's the everything, because I'm looking at revenue. Revenue's down in a lot of different areas. You know, we had a 59 million increase in the grant list this year. That equates to about $1.6 million in taxes, right? That sounds like a lot. But then our investments were down. Normally we got 900,000 in our investments. Well, this year we got 500 due to the stock market and tariffs being levied on everything, and then all the fuel costs. So there's a lot happening to everybody. So we all got to work together and look at everything as a unit.
Yeah, I do want to say I came in at a 3.79% increase, lowest in the area. So that was my part for sure that I want to share, because.
And it's less than the towns. The towns increase is more than the, and has to do with all these other factors.
Yeah.
So
it's important to remember that it's actually 790 to Dr. Vumback's point, because you didn't add the 490 in until after July, you didn't put it in the budget. So really the board is looking at 790, not $300,000.
Yes.
Right, but you got to remember that amount that you get, that money we got at the end, that $405,000, mm-hmm. we got it after the budget was passed. And it, you know, we already, the budget was already set. And so once we got that in late May, early June, we had already approved the budget. So that's money that came in. And that's also money that once you lock it into the budget as a budgetary item, it's now, if the state doesn't give it next year, we have to bring that up and pay taxes on that, to bring it up, the revenue.
Right, so I just brought back teachers for 1 year is what we're saying. We did send a letter requesting, and at that time it was going to be under consideration to put that as part of our operating budget. And I know you made the decision not to, but I just want to remind you that the 300 cut is on top of the 405 to 11.
But just remember that, you know, the state gives us gifts or grants, that's not normal mainstay money. If you integrate it into the budget, it now becomes, because state law is, once your budget, this Board of Ed budget is set.
That's why I needed it in there.
Yeah, I know that, but once it's in there, then it's now the responsibility of the taxpayers to pay that if the state doesn't come through. So that's a real, and same, ECS money is locked into the budget. And so that's whenever it goes up, which it, hopefully it does, it's now going to be set into your budget. So we just have to be careful when we start setting. I don't even know what they call it. It's not a grant. It's a gift. But unless the state says, we're going to give you this every year for the rest of every year. So we have to look at that, too, because all of a sudden, that's effectively an unfunded mandate. They give us money, and then the next year, they don't give it to us. We just put it into the budget. See, And that's we have to look at that in total. So that's why I'm very, very, you know, concerned about that. And it's great we got the money, and I hope we get it again. But look at this year. If we don't get it, it's like you said, now we're down 700,000.
Well, the 405-211 that the town received was part of the governor's push forward for excess cost.
Right.
So it was helping to offset the money that we that they haven't brought up over the years. So that was
right.
It was intended for the boards of ed when it came to the towns, but it was to offset expenditures for special ed, and that's what they're considering
yeah,
again this year.
And that money went right to
exactly.
the board of ed.
Right.
There was no question. But I just let you know that what if they don't give it to us this year, we just made you just put it into your budget and now I gotta make it up in taxes.
Yeah.
So that's the real that's the double-edged sword with that. It's great we got it, but we have to be, you know, be careful with that. So
and that is one of the reasons that it's not included, and we understand that, but our budget does include the reduction of the three teachers prior. Because without knowing those funds, the 4.5
teachers prior, and now there'll be more, I'm thinking, this year.
Yeah, because they
and I'm sweating because May 1st, that's what the rush was last year. May 1st, the state statutes were giving
big you said last year, last year when the CBAs were done, there were people, a lot of people were waiting for the collective bargaining unit to be done so they could start looking at their.
No, but teachers weren't.
Well, whenever it was,
oh.
you were waiting for, a lot of teachers were waiting. To see what the collective bargaining got so that they could retire or whatever. So you were kind of what I thought you said was they were maybe waiting to this year or something.
Yeah,
so,
no, I'm not sure.
Why is it always teachers that are cut first?
Well, they're not.
Is other staff looked at besides teachers?
Yes, thank you, Julie. I already said at the beginning, which I now know will probably happen, and of course I have to meet with the board, after fine-tuning the pricing for everything, insurance, fuel, whatever, anybody who resigns, I won't replace because I don't want to cut people. Our student support center at the high school will be cut. We cut the middle school, so it makes some sense. We'll be looking at stipends for teachers in charge and teacher leaders at different, because again, I'm losing staff in the other cuts, but I'm not losing teachers if I take away their stipend. It doesn't incentivize them to stay. I'm trying to think, I tried to make some, and again, this is all with discussion. Pay to play sports, that's gonna go over big, but that's always something that's discussed. Eliminating middle schools, but I will do, like Julie suggests, like I will do what I can not to have it for teachers.
Well, you obviously have critical staff, which is the frontline teachers, but you also probably have non-critical staff, you know.
I don't know.
They're all critical, right?
I don't know. I'm bare bones already,
yeah.
So honestly,
okay.
We are looking at
I'm not saying.
Right, and I just feel
all.
Like as we have this, it's presented as like, oh, like you're saving money or whatever. We definitely, and I pride myself on that, like I'm not one to say, oh, we have this much money in the line item, we're going to go buy it. I still price shop. And I'm like, no, we're not going there, it's cheaper here. So when we have money left over, sometimes that's commendable because I'm trying to be very, you know, conscious of that. But I do want to say that we don't have extra support. Like, honestly, one thing we said was maybe we have to look at the secretarial staff. I have less secretarial staff in my district compared to anybody else. I don't have HR. I don't have, there's a lot of things that were already bare, because this is a yearly thing. We cut, or we just do the rollover. The rollover means we don't get to be innovative. I know the innovative things happening in other districts, and it's not because I don't want to do, but Aunt Montville doesn't have the same things, and it's not because we don't want to. It's because we don't have the money to put in pathways or to get a coordinator to work on it or to do the things like that. So I'm just really stressing that I already have the cut at the 405 that wasn't put in the budget, that the 300 is significant to our students.
Did you have some questions, Brian?
Yeah, and if you would like, I mean, I'll read these questions.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to email them.
I would appreciate given the courtesy of time to look up the actual answer.
And that way you can get some answers for us in the next meeting. Like, I think they're relevant to what we're gonna talk about tonight.
Thanks.
First one is, could you please provide an overview of the impact aid grant process and clarify the reasons our application did not meet the criteria for funding? You don't have to answer that right now. Number two, the 2% fund, how much from the FY25-26 budget was carried forward to the FY26-27 budget? And then the follow-up question to that, could you please clarify the amount that was allocated to the FY26-27 budget and provide an update on expenditures to date along with the balance in the account? Question three would be, could you please provide an update on the status of the Palmer School? Is there consideration being given to exiting the facility and relocating to another site? And I know this is a loaded question, you probably can't answer it, but if so, is there an anticipated timeframe? But I throw it in there.
Are these questions as they pertain to this meeting? I just wanna make sure.
Well, it's all potential.
Because I'll answer your questions. Do you need them to make a decision, like if?
No, we're not.
We're not making any decisions tonight. These are Brian's comments.
That's why I wanted to send this to you, so we can, but I mean, these are all potential ways to save money, and I know it's been discussed. In the open, it's been discussed, but I don't need any answers right now. So could you please provide information regarding any new creative positions, which I think we answered that. In the budget, are there any anticipated or scheduled retirements? Are there any vacant positions that are waiting to be filled?
She just mentioned it.
Yep. Could you please provide an update on the status of the HVAC project? Is there an established completion date, particularly one required to secure state funding? Additionally, have these funds been applied for and approved? Which individual or departments is responsible for managing human resources duties? And then the last question, is the Board of Education issuing a request for proposals to privatize student transportation with the goal of assessing and selecting the most cost-effective option? So I'll email all these to you and...
Are these just your questions, Brian, or
nope,
are these
my questions?
So five or six of those can be answered from the meeting we had the other night.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, but if you look at the meeting minutes, it's very particular. Those questions are exactly what we're discussing.
I think they are. You are setting up a committee to look at to the buses.
No, we're not.
No.
No? All right.
That would compromise our negotiations, which have...
Oh, I see. Yeah. That makes sense. I had a couple of questions. It was really just coming down to, you know, grants and stuff. Are you guys actively looking for grants and things like that?
Yes. Particularly as superintendent, I have personally looked for grants. I would love to hire a grant writer, but there's nothing in the budget where we're adding personal.
Well, the town has access to a grant writer. So if you could reach out to the mayor, we have a grant writer that we have access to. I think I mentioned it before, but please...
Yeah.
If you can, use that while we have it, and then that way, she's supposedly the best grant writer in the nation, so that might be helpful if you do have something. I know, Kate, you can speak for that.
Yeah, I worked with her to write a grant over, and we didn't get all the money, but we got $1.15 million. We put in for a little over $3 million. And she was very helpful. She's very knowledgeable.
And you know, Kate's very good at things. She got close to $800,000 for the pickleball courts. So she can turn two dimes into quarters.
Do you want to come work for us?
I would love to. I would cut down on my commute, and I wouldn't have been running in here late because of the bridge.
I'd be happy to work with you, grant writer. Decision, of course. But
yes.
I think it would work.
I mean, you don't need my permission. I'm letting you know that we have one available that can help out. And if there are things, and maybe there's things that we see that come about, or maybe you don't know about. The other question, I just lost my train of mind. Kate, do you have anything you'd like to ask?
No.
So I think we're going to, I just want to digest this a little bit.
I do want to say, I thought it was going to be more of a discussion and not, like, I'm uncomfortable with some of the questions that could have been emailed.
His question?
Well, kind of a couple people. Not because I don't want to answer them here, but I kind of came on different pretenses. And I just say that once you know what you're going to, and maybe it's going to be in next week at the meeting, that I just really hope that you know, you think of the children and that you fight for the children, and I know you have other things to fight for, but they are the best return on your investment.
Okay, definitely. We're gonna be looking at this budget for a while. It's not gonna happen overnight, but I really wanna find out what the state's gonna give, because I, if we wait and we do something and all of a sudden money comes in, then we're gonna have to redo everything or something.
Were there other things that you wanted to discuss that weren't discussed?
I just wanted to, I thought we were gonna go back and forth about what we could do to get more money. I just want to know, last time when we sat here, I said teachers may be caught, and then when I caught them, it was like, I just want to stress that I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna work with Deb, I'm gonna try and pull together a board meeting pretty quickly, but there is a statutory, and Kate, you know this, May 1st to pink slip teachers, and I feel like to protect the district, I'm gonna have to do a whole bunch of pink slips so that once we find out, we bring them back, and hopefully if you're a second time, you come back and don't leave. Because that's real. I just want to stress, it's really real that we're gonna lose some staff. And that's already taken care of. I had a Spanish teacher just resign, and I publicly said we're probably not gonna replace that Spanish teacher. That's already a hit on us, you know? It's just, and I understand it happens everywhere. I do, they pink slip everywhere. It's just, I was really, really hoping and getting a sense back that I wasn't gonna have to do it, but I get a sense that based on those questionings, you have the mindset that we have money to be able to keep staff and do more, and I'm telling you, we don't.
Well, we were able to last year, you know, and.
No, but we brought them back based on your promise, and I believed your word, and you followed through that you were gonna give me the 405.
No, no, it was two buses. We took two buses off. The 405 was yours no matter what. The only thing we did was we took some capital off, took two buses off.
I remember that.
And that was the money to keep the five people on. The 405 came really late. The 405 came like mid-May or something. And we had already had public hearings and voted, you know, getting ready to vote. And then that money came in and just went right to you. So, but.
Yeah, in the summer, yeah.
But we were also told we were going to get the 405 too. That was a big help. So we're
yeah,
waiting.
No, and you
we're
told
waiting.
You were
going
to give it to me, and you did. It's just that that's how much I needed that money.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make sure everybody heard that while the messages were cutting you 300, I'm being cut the 405 plus the 300.
So.
Yeah, I'd just like to also raise, since Councilor Baker raised the issue of the 2% account, we spent a heck of a lot of our meeting time, not this past meeting, but the meeting before, taking money out of the 2% account to reduce our capital request.
Yep.
And we reduced it by quite a bit. And
yes.
I want to be clear that we are not just sitting on a pile of money in 2% so that the taxpayers of this town can go and fund more for the schools.
I was at that meeting, and I saw your board member, Mr. Pike, went through and took it down and got some pretty good things done, and that's good. But at the same time, I hope that we got more money coming in from the state, and maybe that'll be something that we can, you know, look at and keep so much stuff in play. But it's tough. I mean, this is what happens when you got a federal government that is, I mean, when we lose, the town loses almost $400,000 in investment.
It's just frustrating. We've been a really good budget, right? And I feel like getting cut kind of stinks.
I mean, it's something commendable when you get you have $300,000 left on a $44 million budget. That's 0.75% of your entire budget left over.
1.2% is a good budget, right?
That's an outstanding finance department, in my opinion, that can have that little amount left at the end of the year to go in our 2%. I would challenge most school districts to get it that tight. It's pretty tight. And to answer your question, we had over $700,000. We parted down to 61,000. I have spearheaded, as Councilor May pointed out, with the board. The board's been very receptive. We had good conversations about spending that money and you were in the room, you know, to, on good faith with the town, to show like we're gonna offset our capital request by spending this 2%.
Mayor, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I've been part of this town and watched the budget process for many years. And I know the people of this town. We may have a lot of new people, a lot of new faces, a lot of different ideas that have come in, but I still know the majority makeup of the town. And we all shared some cuts. We all script. We all looked at what we could do. But that's not going to mean anything. When you throw a 3 mil rate increase at the townspeople, they don't care how you cut. They don't, and you know, Diane, you're right. They show our best return on our investment. You're absolutely right. But that's not going to matter to some of these people. And we have to deal with that. And
I
I've
do
seen
think it matters to some people.
It does. No, you're right. It does matter to some people. But the vocal minority are going to stir up such a race here that we're going to have to deal with it, up to and including the referendum. I've seen the referendum. I've seen them get nasty. I've seen the people that stir things up here and by sensationalism and exaggerations. I've seen it.
And I'm certainly not trying to do that.
No. I'm just saying, but
fight for
I've
it.
Seen it, and for we look for other places to cut, and there ain't. So now we got to deal with the exaggeration and the sensationalism that's going to be thrown at us, and it's not going to be pretty.
All right, remarks from the councilors. Councilor Southern.
Yeah, I'm looking back through the budget, and you know, I sit through all your meetings, and you asked for three items. Three, two, one was cost neutral, right?
The total was 34,300,
and then two buses.
And I do want to say that 34,000 was going to be, is most of that was to create teacher leaders with a stipend so that we have some oversight with curriculum instruction and all those pieces, best teaching practices, things that I think you actually do as your job.
Wow.
That we don't have. So
am I correct in saying that everything else is rollover?
Everything else is rollover. 100%. And that's why mine came in at 3.79, where other districts added things because I kind of like checked things out and they were at 5%.
Oh, I know. I'm very aware of all the budgets.
Yeah. But I thank you for asking that because that's what I try and stress.
Right.
Like, last year
I
asked for nothing.
On that.
And this year I was bold enough to ask for $35,000 on a $48 million budget.
Well, if you look at the fuel, just the fuel costs going from average of $3 a gallon, and it's been over $4 a gallon for a long time, all thanks to you know who.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get electricity going up. It's all, and it's only gonna get worse. So, Councilor Baker?
In your presentation, and I wrote it down here, so unless I misunderstood it, you talked about some new positions that you were going to get through a safer grant.
Through a what?
Positions, new positions that you were going to fund through a safer grant.
Safer grant?
Safer grant.
Safer grant?
Safer.
That's like a fire department safer grant.
No, it's for anything. It is not necessarily for fire department.
Well, I definitely did not say anything about a safer grant.
No.
Because I heard it, I wrote it down. And my only fear is if...
But where'd you hear it?
It's your budget presentation.
But I've never said the word safer grant.
All right, somewhere it came up somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
But my only fear with the safer grant is you all know that you have to absorb those positions into your budget within 3 years. And if you don't, you have to pay the federal government back.
So I know what you read. You didn't read safer grant. So we have a social worker that I wrote a grant for that was in a grant for 3 years. It was not safer. It was called mental health grant.
Okay.
No, nowhere close. But what it was after 3 years, the state did expect that you would bring on the social worker.
Right.
That social worker's on the chopping block. I will tell you what's important to the community that I know of is social workers, security people. Those two things are on the chopping block because the security person I don't have to replace. So that's not somebody losing their livelihood. The social worker has been with me for 3 years, but let's face it, you know, she's coming out of a grant. That might be somebody we'd have to look at, never mind the tenure piece. So, but that was a mental health grant for
right.
one.
And in your SRO, you're going to be replacing with an SSO?
Correct.
Okay. Because
so,
I know the police are putting one of their people back on the road.
Or one's leaving. No,
right,
one's
leaving and they're trying to put people back on the road to offset their overtime. So
yes, no, I understand
that's
that.
Issue.
So I'm going to have two police officers.
Right.
I'm losing the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And the question will be, with every other staff member, like the Spanish teacher, I'm not replacing those who are leaving because I don't want to lose people's livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, having community forums, I know what's important to the town, and they came out in droves about security, and there's a lot going on at schools with security involving ICE and everything, just overall protection. And then the social worker, and there's a lot of mental health needs.
And I know some of the SROs you have teach there and all these other
yes,
programs as well,
yeah.
so,
yeah.
Well, remarks on councils are really supposed to be not really questions to you guys, I already did that, but I just want to say thank you for coming out,
yes.
and we're going to be, you know, talking about this more and see if
sure.
we can, you know, find something.
Thank
and I'll be working with the mayor, you'll be working with the mayor, because we got a lot of work to do,
yes.
and so... It'll be a busy month for us, so hopefully we can see you guys again soon.
So, oh no, so the decisions aren't made next week? That's just where you listen
no,
to the
community?
That's
a public hearing, and there'll be a public hearing for the Board of Ed, and there'll be a public
yeah,
hearing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't remember the process. So, you know, next week is May 1st, so I guess, okay, I got it. Thank you very much.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.